So today we're reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, beginning a new chapter, chapter 11, which is the Nityananda Charitra, the wonderful glories and characteristics of Sri Nityananda Prabhu.
Jaya Jaya Vishambara Dvija Kula Singha Jaya Hao Tora Jata Charanera Bringa.
Vrindavan Das Thakur said, "All glories to you, Lord Vishwambara, the lion-like personality among the Brahmins, Dvijakula Singha. All glories to your devotees, who are just like bumblebees at your lotus feet, Charan Bringa.
Jaya Sri Paramananda Puri Rajivan Jaya Damodara Swarupera Pranadhan.
All glories to the life and soul of Sri Paramananda Puri. All glories to the life and wealth of Damodara Swarup Pranadhan.
Jaya Rupa Sanatana Priyamashai Jaya Jagadisha Gopinathera Ridhai.
All glories to the beloved Lord of Rupa and Sanatan.
All glories to the Lord who dwells in the hearts of Jagadish and Gopinath.
Hinamate Navadvipe Prabhu Vishwambar Krida Kari Nahe Sarva Nayana Gochar. In this way, Lord Vishwambar enjoyed his pastimes in Navadvip, yet not everyone could see them.
Navadvipe Madhya Khande Kotuka Ananta Ngare Vasi Dekaye Shivas Bhagyavanta.
The pastimes in Navadvip described in the Madhya Khanda of this Chaitanya Bhagavat are ananta, unlimited. The fortunate Srivas Thakur saw these pastimes in his own house, Gare Vasi Dekai, Srivas Bhagyavanta.
Nishkapate Prabhure Sevila Srinivas Goshti Sange Deke Prabhur Mahaparakash.
Srinivas served the Lord without any duplicity. For this reason, he and his family could see the Lord's Mahaprakash, or divine manifestations. Kapat. This is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. This term is there. Kapat. It's describing when Hanuman is describing his position to Narada Muni, and he's saying, "I'm kapat," which means a little bit duplicious. But he's saying nishkapat, that he says Srinivas, which means Srivas. Sometimes Srivas Thakur is referred to as Srinivas, and sometimes Srivas. No duplicity. Duplicity means, or it's kapat. One should be free from kapat nature. Duplicious nature. This means that externally one presents himself or herself as a very proper person. In our case, a very proper Vaishnava or Vaishnavi, dressed nicely, or tilak, etc. And apparently upstanding, but behind, in the backside, there is some different nature, different behavior. So this is some duplicitousness. It's not straightforward, no transparency. Front side, back side, there's some difference. So Krishna doesn't like this very much. We should be very straightforward in our dealings and very honest. Honest, they say that the satyam, param satyam dhimihi, that the devotees are actually, they are paragons of truth. They live the truth, they breathe the truth, and they distribute the truth. So their own lives have to be transparent examples of truthfulness. That's why so much is emphasized behavior. Even in the old days, maybe 20 years ago in ISKCON, sometimes they would teach courses in Vaishnav etiquette, Vaishnav sadachar. Sanatana Goswami glorified Haridas Thakur because he was a balanced Vaishnava. He was an exemplary Gaudiya Vaishnava. exemplary Gaudiya Vaishnava, he has two tracks. The train runs on two tracks, parallel tracks. One track is his behavior, and one track is his speaking. So Sanatana Goswami, he glorified Haridas Thakur. He said, you are the ideal, you are the exemplar of devotion, because you behave very nicely. Your achar, your etiquette, your behavior, your characteristics, your dealings, the dati pratigrinati, bhunkte bhojaite cheva. In other words, your loving dealings, priti lakshana. The priti lakshana, the lakshan, the characteristics of a Vaishnava are priti. Priti, pyar, prem, bhav. Priti lakshana means the characteristics of love. Loving dealings, tender dealings, gentle dealings. We have a phrase, we have this word in English, gentleman. We say he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. Dhira. Dhira, dhira, jana, priya, priyo, karo. Nirmatsaro, pujito. Vande, rupa, sanatana, rugu, yago, sri, jiva, gopalako. The said Goswamis, they were worshipped because they were nirmatsa, nirmatsarya. They were non-envious. They had no envy in their heart. And so they were liked. They were liked by the dhira, adhira. Dhira, dhira, jana, priya, jana, priya. And we have some devotee here, I think, is Bhakta Janapriya. Is it? Bhakta Janapriya Das. Something. Nice name. So, Dira Janapriya, Adira Janapriya. Dira Jana, Adira Jana. Those gentle people, gentlemen, they were dear to the six Goswamis. And the ruffians and rogues, the Adira, Dira and Adir Janapriya, they were also dear to the six Goswamis. Why? Because they were non-envious. What does Nirmatsara mean? One can only be Nirmatsarya if he has the presence of Priti. If Priti is in the heart, one can be free from envy. Because envy, hatred, destruction, prejudice, bias, these are different shades and degrees and expression of hatred. And hatred is the antithesis of priti, or love. So the sabhav, the Vaishnav sabhav, the Gaudiya Vaishnav sabhav, especially Gaudiya Vaishnav sabhav. Gaudiya Vaishnav sabhav is based on the Gaudiya Sadhya. The Sadhya Gaudiya Vaishnavism, or the Prayojan, is prem. This is prem dharma, braja prem, gauranga prem. So the especially, we say, our Ishta Devata, our Lord, Chaitanya, he was preaching, emphasizing not Varnashram Dharma, not Moksha, Moksha the Vaikuntha, because in other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they emphasize Varnashram Dharma. Dharmart, Kam, Moksha, Mukti. Sralokya Mukti, Sarupya Mukti, Sharsti, Samipya, these types of Vaishnava Muktis. Our Lord Chaitanya did not emphasize mukti. He preached prema dharma, prema pumartamahan. Therefore, there is no consideration about moksha. Moksha is not part of our prayojan, our sadhya, our goal. Our goal is all about prema, developing priti, sadhana to bhav, sadhana to rag. Rag is also a type of prema. Rag means attachment. Our heart becomes colored with intense feelings and attachments for the residents of Vrindavan or Mayapur and the Lord. So sadhana goes to rag, rag goes to bhav, bhav goes to prem. Prem goes sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anarag, bhav, mahabhav, madanakya, modanakya. So it's a thickening, an ever thickening and an ever condensation of love. So our dharma, our religion, our practices, our sadhana is based on loving exchanges, loving development, loving expression. So therefore, there's the six Goswamis, they were these exemplars of love. They have no envy, because when one has priti, has no envy. Because on one side there's love, the other side there's hatred. Envy is just this shadow. That is the shadow of hatred, envy. If you're a hatred, you have envy. When there's love, there's no envy. And when there's love, there's no cheating. You can't cheat a person you love. Because love means you want to serve the person and make them happy. Cheating means you're trying to get something, and that's not love, that's exploitation. So that this is the teaching of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So he was glorified, Haridas Thakur was glorified by Sanatana Goswami because his behavior was very wonderful, his achar, his priti lakshana, his behavior is love-based behavior, love-centered behavior, centered on love of God, love of devotees, love of the creation, and love of the living entities. Jiva prema. Because everything is connected to Krishna. This is all part of Krishna's lila. It is all expression of Krishna's love. So there's achar, and then there's prachar. So Haridas Thakur, he was preaching the Naam Mahima, the glories of the holy name. So Sanatana Goswami said, you are the ideal Gaudiya Vaishnava. You behave very nicely. Your achar is paka, a very good achar, and your prachar. So he says that Srivas was nishkapat. Kapat was destroyed. There was no kapat in him because he was a loving devotee. He's a pure devotee. He's Narada Muni. So he could see the Lord's pastimes. Shivasara ghare nityanandera vasati bap bali shivasere kare pririti ahara nisha balya bhave bhaya nahi jane niravadi malanira kare stanapane kabonahi dugda parashile matrahai E sabha achintya shakti malani dekhai. Because this chapter is all about Nityananda, the characteristics. The characteristics of Nityananda, this is one of the most exciting and perplexing and enjoyable chapters of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nityananda was residing at the house of Srivas, and he lovingly addressed Srivas as Bap. Bap Bali Shivasere, Piriti. Because Shivas is quite a bit older than Lord Nityananda. Nityananda was absorbed day and night in Balya Bhav. Right? Balya Lila, Pogonda Lila, Kaishora Lila. Balya Lila, Balya Bhav means 1 year old Bhav, a child, 1 year old child, 2, 3, 4. This is the extent of it. Balya Bhav. A baby, baby Bhav. The mood of a baby. So this is Nityananda. Nityananda was 12 when he left Ekachakra. He wandered 20 years in India. He joined Lord Chaitanya. He was 32, 33. So he's around 35 years old now. And he's in Balya Bhav. 35-year-old baby. I mean, this. And big baby. Because Mahaprabhu was 7 feet tall and Nityananda was taller or shorter? What is it? What is the final? What's downstairs? He's taller or shorter? Nityananda? Is there any pujaris here? Lord Nityananda is shorter or taller than? A little shorter. Alright, so but he's almost 7 feet tall. So he's a 7 feet tall 3 year old. 7 feet tall 3 year old baby. Balya Bhav. That's his Bhav. Then he was absorbed in the mood of a child. He was not aware of external events. He continually drank milk. Dugda, it says that, niravadi malinira kare stana pane. Stana is this. Malini, the wife of Srivas Thakur, who remember, in Krishna Lila, she's Kalimbika. Kalimbika is one of the Datris, nursemaids of Krishna. She assists Mother Yashoda in Nandagaon. There's Ambika and Kalimbika. Ambika is the elder sister of Kalimbika. And they're both nursemaids. They're like in Vatsalya Bhav, or they are in Vatsalya Bhav. And they act like mothers to Krishna, and they even feed Krishna their breasts. So now she's coming, and also Balaram. So she's coming into this Gaur Lila, this Kalimbika, as Malini, the wife of Srivas. Balaram's coming to Nityananda, and Nityananda's saying, oh, I know who you are. You're not Malini. You're a Kalimbika. You fed me your breast milk 5,000 years ago, so I'm still thirsty. I'm still thirsty. So then she would regularly, and she was about 65 years old, Malini. So we have a lot of extraordinary things here. A 7 foot tall person, man acting like a 3 year old baby, a 65-year-old lady who doesn't have any baby children giving milk from her breast. It's called Achintya Shakti, Yoga Maya potency, making all this happen. Although there was no milk in her breast, obviously, by the touch of Nityananda, they were filled with milk. Such was the inconceivable potency of Lord Nityananda, Achintya Shakti Malini Dekhai. So, because Nityananda was thinking, Ami Gopa, Ami Gwal Habe, Ami Gwal, I'm Braja Gwal, Braja Gopa. This is Siddhanta Saraswati's telling. He considered himself a Braja Gopa. And Srivas and Malini were his mother and father. Malini was an elderly gopi, and he was a coward boy. So he enacted that pastime. This was when Malini saw the path, when she saw or witnessed this experience that Nityananda's coming and then breasts is filling and flowing with milk, she was astounded and struck with wonder. Chaitanyara Nivarani Kare Nahi Kahe Niravari Bhalya Bhava Malini Dekhaye. Lord Chaitanya forbid Malini to tell anyone about this. She constantly saw the childhood pastimes of Nityananda. Malini Devi treated Nityananda like her own son. These extraordinary pastimes were not disclosed to anyone by the order of Sriman Mahaprabhu. But somehow or other, 530 years ago, these pastimes were unknown. They were only known to a few people, to Malini and her husband Srivas, Nityananda, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he advised Malini to keep these very secret, these exchanges with the Lord, these intimate exchanges, because the other devotees may not understand. They probably would not understand, and they may make offense to Nityananda or Malini or even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or they become confused, or their faith in the Lord may become diluted, they may become bewildered. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya, to preserve the integrity and preserve everyone's bhakti, he told Malini, keep these very secret, because you know it's a little difficult for ladies to keep secrets. So transcendental ladies are transcendental. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, I guess they're able to keep secrets. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's letting us in on the secret. Now, I don't know why. This is his causeless mercy. Maybe we'll find out as the chapter goes on. The Nityananda is opening the floodgates of his Leela and allowing us to peek into the Leela. And, I mean, just imagine if, perchance, we would be employed in the house of Srivas Thakur, because he had a very big compound, a very large house and very large garden compound, Ishodhyan. So he had many house servants. He had personal tailors. He had dobis. He had malis taking care of his garden and house people. Just like today, we have so many people taking care of our houses and assisting us. So imagine if you were one of those fortunate, so-called lowly servants in the house of Srivas. And if you saw Lord Nityananda, then you would make this sound like this. If you saw Lord Nityananda drinking the milk from Malini's breast, then you would say, oh, wow, amazing. Adbhuta. So you're there, you're sweeping in the courtyard, and you see Nityananda. Huh? Are? What's happening? This is most astounding. It's most inconceivable. So we're there. Vrindavan Das Thakur is allowing us to see this. These pastimes are eternal. They're Nitya Leela. They're going on. This Braja Leela of Balaram is Nitya, and Braja Leela becomes Nitai Leela. Nitai's Braja Leela becomes his Navadvip Leela, and that's also eternal. So somewhere in some material universe, if we could just telescope into that universe, project into that universe, of course that happens when we become Siddha. When we become Siddha, then we Time and space no longer exist. Time and space are limits for conditioned souls. But for the liberated souls, time and space do not act on them because they're liberated. What are they liberated from? Sagunan samatityayatan brahmabhuyayakalpate. They're free from the modes of nature, so they transcend the limitations of time and space. They can travel. Lila pravesh. Enter the lila. Nitya lila pravesh. What do we say about the siddhas in devotion? When someone attains perfection in devotion, how is he referred to? Nitya lila pravishta. Nitya lila pravishtam vishnupad shishimadi si bhaktivedanta swami prabhupada ki. We say Nitya Lila Pravishta, that he enters into Nitya Lila. He's gone there to Nitya Lila. So this can happen. Anyone who's Siddha or in pure consciousness, he can enter the Lila. So Lila's going on. And it's the only thing that's separating us is time and space. Prabhupada sat on a bench in New York in 1966 in maybe Tompkins Square Park. And one elderly man sat next to Prabhupada. He said, Sir, you appear to be a holy man. Are you from India? Yes, I'm from India. Have you come here on some mission? Yes, I have a mission. I have a society. He said, oh, how big is your society? And Prabhupada said, I have 108 temples. I have 108 temples around the world. And then the man said, oh, where are they? Where are they located? In London and Paris and Frankfurt and Tokyo and all these places. Prabhupada said, they're there. There's only time separating us. There's only time separating us. The 108 temples are there, but right now, I have a small storefront on Second Avenue, which I'm paying $35 a month to rent. But in a matter of time, I will have 108 temples. Because Prabhupada went to the Bhrigu reader in Hoshayapur, 1962, and Sneha Amrit Anand, her father, and Prabhupada said, I went to Bhrigu and they told me, it was forecasted, that I would have 108 temples. So Prabhupada knew this. This was mentioned in his Janma Kundali, in his Bhrigu. So when he went to New York, He knew that either because of Bhrigu's revelation, or we would rather say, Bhrigu or no Bhrigu, Prabhupada is Trikalagya. Trikalagya. Trikalagya means that he knows future, past, and present. His vision is transcendental. Again, the siddhas are not limited by time and space, material time and space. They can see the future beyond the time that we can't see, and the space that we can't perceive. And they can see, most importantly, the spiritual world. So this is somehow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We didn't want anyone to see these pastimes, but Vrindavan Das Thakur of Veda Vyas is saying, look everyone, take a peek. Take a peek. Look into the pastimes. See the pastimes? Go carefully. Go gingerly. Don't walk too fast. Hold my hand. I'm Vrindavan Das Thakur. And I want to lead you into these pastimes. Come with me. Come with me to Srivas's house. Do you see? Do you see Nityananda, such a beautiful figure? Do you see him sitting on the lap of Malini? And he's drinking the milk from her breast? Can you see it? Can you believe it? Shh. Don't tell anyone. This is private. This is Rahasya Leela. This is only for you. This is for your relishment. This is not for your prachar. We preach Nam Hat. Nam Hat. Nityananda opened a Nam Hat, a marketplace of the holy name. This is for the public. But this is the Rahasya Leela. This is the secret Leela. Devotees only. Like they have a sign. This movie is only for adults. Adults only. So the Leela of Nityananda, these Leelas, we read these and we relish, oh my Nityananda, oh my Balaram. Hoilanitai, Balaram. This is the same Balaram. Same Balaram who's stealing yogurt and stealing milk. He's coming as Nittai. And these we can, because Nittai is so compassionate, and this is Audari, he's saying, yes, Vrindavanas is saying, yes, come in the embrace of Nittai's pastimes. I'll share these with you. Because you're a devotee. And you're a worshipper of the Bhagavat. And you're on Bhagavat Marg. And you're a Bhagavata. You are a Bhagavata. You are dedicated to the service and love of Bhagavan. So, look, look, hey, psst, psst. Oh, really? This is amazing. I remember years ago when there was one photocopy of Chaitanya Bhagavat floating around back in God knows when, 83 or something like that, 1983. We got a copy of Chaitanya Bhagavat, A4 size, in photocopy, in English. I don't know who translated, maybe Sarva Bhavana or someone. And we're reading it, huh? Nityananda? Shiva Malini? This is astounding. But it was so wonderful. It was so sweet. Because it's Balaram, it's Braj Leela. It's going on. It's still going on right here in Navadvip. And Kalimbika is coming back. The nursemaid of Krishna is coming back as Malini to continue the pastimes. As they say, the beat rolls on. The Leela keeps rolling, keeps moving. In a new flavor, a new feature. Becomes more attractive and more accessible. That's the whole thing. When Braj Leela is packaged by Gaur Nitai, it becomes more accessible, more perceivable, and more understandable. So Vrindavanas Thakur is saying, yes, this is the Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is for Chaitanya Bhaktas. We are Chaitanya Bhaktas. Our religion in Bhakti Ratnakar, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, he's telling in Navadvip, when people are walking down the street, and they saw the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We identify ourselves to create a certain legal entity. To create a certain legal entity for ourselves within the context of the four acceptable Vaishnava Sampradayas, we say we are the Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. That's a really big mouthful. Brahma Sampradaya, TK, Madhvacharya, the most recent, famous, and powerful proponent of the Brahma Sampradaya, Madhvacharya. So Brahma Madhva, but Gaudiya. So Narahari Chakravarti is telling in Bhakti Ratnakar, when the people of Navadvip saw this following of Nimai Pandit coming, dancing in kirtan and the ecstatic feature of Mahaprabhu Nittai and everyone, all castes and creeds, everyone joining, rickshawwalas and baniyas and Brahmins and Kshatriyas and Muslims and everybody joining in the kirtan party and all becoming one and all hearts melting together and all voices crying out in great ulas and prem sankirtan and Gauranga leading the way and everyone looking at Gauranga and their hands raised and invoking the mercy of the divine. And such a beautiful sangha of sankirtan, carrying torches and the moonlight and the star and the torches going down the foot lanes and pathways of Navadvip. Everyone would say, oh, look, look, here come the members of the Nimai Sampradaya. Here come the members of the Nimai Sampradaya, the fifth Sampradaya. So this was the ecstatic revelation of Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. In Bhakti Ratnakar, this is our inside feeling. Officially, we're trading. Oh yes, we are Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya. But amongst ourselves, we say, Jai Ho, Dandavat Brahmaji. Dandavat Brahmaji, Dandavat Madhvacharya. But we are Nimai Sampradaya. We are the Chaitanya Saraswat Sampradaya. This is the inner secret, a hidden family secret. Because if you examine the sadhana and the sadhya of the Madhva Sampradaya compared to the Gaudiya Sampradaya, koi similarity nahi. There's no similarity. Their sadhya is Vaikuntha, our sadhya is Braj. Their sadhya is Dasya Bhav. Their goal is Vaikuntha, Dasya Bhav. Our goal is Braja, Madhurya Bhav, or Sakya Bhav. And so many things. Even there's even websites, there's internet sites by the Madhvas from Udupi who make websites that say, we have nothing to do with the Gaudiya Sampradaya. I'm serious, you can go on. They write, from their side they say, we have nothing to do with these Gaudiya Sampradaya. Because in Madhva Sampradaya, If you want to attain moksha, first you have to take birth in a Brahmin family. Then you have to take, you have to come to the platform, take sannyas. Then if you become perfect in sannyas ashram, then there's a chance you can get moksha, Vaikuntha Mukti. So it becomes extremely limited. If we say, okay, how many here are born in the Brahmin family? Okay, if you're not, everyone leave. Okay, well, the speaker will be the first one to leave. Okay. Like the Pied Piper. And see who follows. Of course, there are some Brahmins here. Okay, oh, all right, now you're a Brahmin. Okay, that's a good start. Now, are you sannyas? No, okay, you go. Then who's left? Nobody. So nobody gets moksha. What to do? Kya kare? Ki korbo? So, Patita Pavanavatara Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. This is the age of Kali, of the Sankirtan. Krite tad dayato vishnam. Kalo tad hari kirtanat. Kalo tad hari kirtanat. This Kalo, Kali Yuga, this is the age of Hari Kirtan. All perfection will come from Hari Kirtan. Harinam, 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 eva kevalam. Kalo anasteva, 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 gatir anyata. Anyata. No other way. Anyata. So, our Nittai is, he's opening up the treasure house of his intimate and most beautiful pastimes through his, through the heart of his beloved devotee. Because his beloved devotee, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he, although Chaitanya is saying, Malini, don't tell anyone about these pastimes of Nityananda Avadut, his Balia Bhav Leela in your house. Gare Vasi Balia Bhav. Please don't tell. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not tell Vrindavan Das Thakur. Don't tell. Don't write. And he's in love. He's in love with Nityananda. Nityananda is his Priya Thakur, his Priyatam, his Prananath, the wealth of his life, his most dear and beloved Lord is Nittai. He dreams of Nityananda. He glorifies Nityananda. He prays Nityananda. He worships Nityananda. Vrindavan Das Thakur. So he's thinking, I must tell about these pastimes of my Nittai. I must reveal to the world so they can relish. So, read on. Prabhu Vishambara Bale Shunya Nityananda Kaharo Sahita Pache Karatumi Dwanda Chanchalata Nakariba Shiva Saragari Shunya Shri Nityananda Shri Krishna Sanare Amara Chanchalya Tumi Kabuna Paiba Apanara Matatumi Karina Vasiba Vishambara Bale Ami Tomabala Jani Nityananda Bale Dosha Kahadeki Shuni Hasi Bale Gora Chandra Kidosha Tomar Sabakari Anabrishti Kara Avatar. Vishambara said, listen, Nityananda, you always pick a fight with someone. Don't play any mischief in the house of Srivas. Hearing these words, Nityananda remembered Krishna and he replied, Vishwambhara, you will never see me perform any mischief. Do not consider me to be like you. Because Nityananda was thinking of Vishwambhara as Krishna, and as everyone knows, Krishna is extremely chanchal, extremely chatur, extremely mischievous. So Nityananda said, you're telling me not to be mischievous. I'm not like you. I'm not like you. What is this? Huh? What do you think? Then Vishwambhara says, I know you very well. Nityananda replied, tell me, what faults do you find in me? Gaurachandra smiled and said, do you want to know your faults? I'll tell you. You throw foodstuffs all around the room. So, sounds like he's acting like Krishna. Nityananda bale, iha pagal, se kare, echalaya ghare bhat, Nadibe amare? Nityananda replied, only a pagal, only a madman acts like that. In other words, only a madman is going to throw his food all over the place. An ordinary sane man will honor the prasad, put it in his mouth. A madman, ah, a madman will throw the food, hey, the guy's crazy, man. Or some baby. Babies are, madmen and babies are about the same. But, you know, babies go like this and like that. You know, so, but that's permissible. But if you're a grown man, then you're pagal. So Nityananda says, hey, what do you think? This is your trick. This is your trick, Vishwambhara, to deprive me from eating rice. So Nityananda is making a joke. In other words, he's trying to say, Vishwambhara is saying, Nityananda, don't play any mischief here. You're throwing your food all over the place. You're throwing your rice all over the place, so now go somewhere. Don't eat over here, because you're going to throw your rice everywhere. So then Nityananda is saying, what is this? You don't want to feed me? You're trying to deprive me, not give me any rice, because you think I'm going to throw it all over the wall? So now Nityananda says, Amare na diya bhat suke tumi khao apakirti arakena bhariya vidhao. Nityananda said, you do not feed me rice while you yourself are happily eating rice. Why else are you telling everyone about my misdeeds? So this is obviously hasya ras, right? Prabhu said, Tamara apakirtye lajapai. Sehise karanate ami tomare shikai. Vishwambhara said, I feel embarrassed by your misdeeds, Nitai. For this reason, I am trying to instruct you. Hasi bale Nityananda bhadabhala bhala chanchalaya dekile shika iba sravakal. Nityananda smiled and said, very good. Bhala bhala. Whenever you see me restless, please chastise me. Nishchaya bujila tumi amise chanchal eta bhali prabuchahi hase kalakal. Nimai, you must have understood that I am indeed very restless. After speaking like this, Nitai looked at Nimai and laughed loudly. Haribo. It's evening time. There should be some entertainment, no? We don't have television, so we have to make the best of it. Anandena jani bhaya kon karma kare digambara hai vastra bandi lena shire jore jore lampa dehi hasya hasya sakala angani bule dulia dulia. Out of ecstasy, Nityananda lost his external consciousness and forgot what he was doing. He then took off all his clothes. Haribo. and tied his clothes on his head. Nityananda Ramaki. He laughed and jumped about and staggered like a drunkard about the courtyard. So here you have it. So now there's following in the footsteps and imitation. Anusaran and Anukaran. So please don't anyone imitate. At least right now. This is our Nitai. Nitai he's avadhut. Of course, this was before he got married. Remember this. That's why Lord Chaitanya told him, you better get married. before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deputed Nitai to start preaching, he reformed his character and got him married. Because as you know, when anyone gets married, they really slow down. So this is an old trick. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used this with Nityananda. You have to become really responsible and really sober and really boring. Boring. That's what happens when you get married. So, but now he's not married, so he's really free form. Free form, anything goes. It's a party. All right. Braj Bhav, I'm a coward boy. You think I'm 35 years old? You think I'm 7 feet tall? That's your problem. I am 3 years old. Balya Bhav. Oh, ha ha, hee hee, ha ha. Jai Jai Nitai, Jai Jai Gaur, Jai Jai Shrida Mayapur. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. I made that one up myself. So now try to see Nitai. This is our worshipful Lord. This is Balaram, our Ishta Devata. He's naked. His clothes are on his head. He's laughing. He's staggering about the house of Shivas, 300 meters south or whatever it is, north of here. 300 meters north of here. This is going on in Aprakat Lila. Aprakat. There's Prakat and Aprakat. 530 years ago was Prakat Lila. Everyone could see. The Nastiks, Pashandis, not there, not inside there, it was all locked. But the Harinam going up and down the streets, the Pashandis, the Nastiks, the Muslims, everybody could see. There was no Muslims, maybe some. They could see the Sankirtan, they could see Nitai dancing in ecstasy. And Jagai Madhai, the village people. This is a very private affair. But that's Prakat Lila. Now it's Aprakat. Only the premis can see, the siddhas can see, but it's going on. You go down there, you can hear kartals, you hear ankle bells, Nupura kartal, Janjan, and singing. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was here in Godrum, 180 years ago, he was hearing kirtan coming. He was hearing kartals coming from the middle of the field. No one's there. It's a desolate area, lonely area. Because he was hearing, he was perceiving the Aprakat Lila. The pure devotees can see this. It's called Aprakat Prakat. But it's still the word Lila is there. The pastime is Nitya Lila. Aprakat Nitya Lila, Prakat Nitya Lila. So if we have the eyes of pure devotion, we could be there. Our hearts could be in Shiva Sangam. Our eyes could be the eyes of our hearts. The eyes of our purified hearts could enter Shiva Sangam. We could see this amazing, amazing Lila, our Nitai, absorbed in Brajabhav. Innocence, the innocence of a child. We can't transport any of our adult contamination into this Lila. This is transcendental Lila. It is innocent, it is pure, it's Dibya Lila. No contamination, no materiality, moral, no morality. There's no morality here. There's no morality, there's no immorality. It is only the free flow of pure pastimes. It's all love. It's Bhav, Brajabhav. So, you know, we have all kinds of duality, dwandva. Icha dvesha, what is it? Icha dvesha smutena. Dwandva mohena bharata. Dwandva mohena bharata. Krishna is saying in Gita. We are born in this world, dwandva. We have this duality. We have a dualistic mind. Right, wrong, big, small, moral, immoral. But in Krishna's lila, there's no dwanda. It is absolute, transcendental, on all sides, pure and transcendental. So this is beautiful lila. It's so sweet, so attractive and charming. That Krishna, he has his, that this Balya lila, this is going on. This is Balya Bhav, Balya lila. Bala Gopal, Bala Nimai, Bala Nitai. So this is such a beautiful experience. This is one of the most intriguing chapters of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nityananda was reenacting his Braja pastimes, absorbed in bliss, completely devoid of external consideration. He was imitating the childish activities, bewildering the minds of people who are dependent on sensual perception. His hopping about and frivolous sporting in various ways are beyond the consideration of materialists. Gadadhara Srinivasa Araharidas Shikshara Prasade Sabe Deke Digvas. Seeing Nityananda Deke Digvas. Digvasa. Digvas means Digambara. Seeing Nityananda's absence of clothes, Haridas and Gadadhar, they understood that these pastimes were being performed to teach some lesson. And tomorrow, we'll find out what is that lesson. So freeze that transcendental scene in your mind and hearts. There's Nityananda dancing, laughing, and Shiva's Sangha with his clothes tied around his head. Gadadhar is there. Shivas is there. Everyone is thinking, this must be some lesson, because Nityananda is Guru Tattva. This must be some shikana, some lesson, some teaching, because he's Adi Guru. Sandini Shakti, he establishes one, fixes one in the service of the Lord. So he's teaching. So what is the teaching here? What is the lesson here? Well, Vrindavan Das Thakur will reveal to us tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.